Caesar Augustus, one of the most powerful men to have ever lived or ruled, was emperor of the Roman Empire when Jesus was born. Augustus lived in incredible opulence in Rome. And Jesus was laid in a manger in Bethlehem. Augustus was the adopted son of Julius Caesar. Julius was declared to be a minor god by the Senate and people of Rome. And so Augustus was frequently referred to as the son of a god. Jesus was the adopted son of Joseph of the house of David the king. As a descendant of the family of David, Joseph owned property, a family heritage in Bethlehem, where David the king was born. A few generations earlier, the Maccabee family was ruling Israel, and they were not of the house of David. They had a town built way north in Galilee, where they resettled all the family of David to get them as far from Jerusalem as possible. The town was called Nazareth, from the Hebrew netzer, which means branch, referring to what was left of that tree of David. So in the gospel, when Nathanael says, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" he doesn't mean, "Can anything good come from a little podunk town?" He means, "Can anything good come from stirring up a long dead branch of the house of David?" In the gospel, Luke shows us a world under the absolute thumb of Caesar Augustus. And he shows us a Jewish people trying to forget their Davidic past. But Luke was not daunted. He believed, and his faith gave him hope. The empire of Augustus is long gone. The kingdom of the Maccabees is long gone. The kingdom of Christ is eternal. And there was good that came from stirring up that dead branch from the house of David, the greatest good of all time. In the town of Bethlehem, there were a series of caves. And the custom at the time of Jesus was to build a house in front of the cave. So when Joseph and Mary arrived in Bethlehem, Joseph's house was already filled up with other members of the house of David. So he and Mary were forced to stay in the cave, in the back of the house, where sometimes the animals were kept. After Mary gave birth, she wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes as a sign that he would later be wrapped in a shroud after the crucifixion. He was born to die. Also in this town of Bethlehem, which literally means house of bread, she laid him in a manger, in a feeding trough, as a sign that he would later offer himself in the Eucharist as the bread of eternal life. 1,000 years earlier, in this little town, the future King David had been born and grew up as a shepherd. And so he became known as the Shepherd King. On this night, the angels of God appear to shepherds and charged them to go find the newborn child who is called both Savior and Christ the Lord. The shepherds hastened to find the eternal shepherd who would shepherd God's people into eternal peace and pastures that are evergreen. The gospel also says that the dark of this night was lit up by a heavenly glory. The glory of the Lord shone around the shepherds. It was a glory that came from the newborn child. You and I are Christians. That means we're followers of this little Christ child. And I've been saying a lot of things about Christ. So let me sum up now what they mean for you and me. It means we're not afraid of worldly power, nor do we seek it out for ourselves, except as service for others. It means we're not afraid of poverty, but rather the only true glory or opulence that we seek is heavenly grace and virtue. It means we're not afraid of death, because this baby, our Lord, was born to die precisely to save us from eternal death. It means that we're not afraid when we feel lost and unsure of the right path, because we trust that our divine shepherd knows the way and will never forsake us. And it means that we're not afraid of darkness or the night, because in the middle of darkest night, the light of the world was born for us. And so tonight, and I ask you to respond to each of these statements that I make here with, I renounce it, and say it with some gusto, all right? So tonight we renounce worldly power. I renounce it. Tonight we renounce any love for worldly wealth. I renounce it. Tonight we renounce the fear of earthly death. I renounce it. And tonight we renounce the shepherding of the evil one. I renounce it. And tonight we renounce all fear of the darkness of evil. I renounce it. And we pray with all our hearts that Christ our Lord, our Savior, our heavenly bread, will fill our souls, our bodies, our hearts, and our minds with the virtues of humility and poverty and joy and confidence and peace. The Prince of Peace is born this night. And he is born for us. Here's your Christmas homework. Light a candle this week, whether at home or here in the church, in honor of the light of the world born this night. And pray that his light will fill you always.